Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 21st, 2024. I have your host, James J. behind the mic, and we are joined right now by our great friend, Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationship Educator with UW Extension Madison Wood County. Jackie, good to see you.
Hello.
It's good to have you with us. We always appreciate the time. I know that our listeners and my mom included, of course, love our conversations and love the topics that you choose. And you picked an important one today, as always.
Thanks. I was trying to think what's coming up, and April is Financial Education Month, and it's interesting when we think about, like, what really is financial education, and so I was trying to think about myself and my family members, and I was like, okay, organization, right? Like, you know, we always, it's one of those things where it's like, no one needs to know your stuff, right? It's your personal business, and no one needs to know, and then it's like, but really, right? So even with my own children who are young adults, it's like, okay, do you know where your insurance policies are? Do you know if something happens to you or something happened to me, how to get to this? Do you even know what we have, right? Yeah. And then just kind of starts your head rolling like, okay, is your stuff organized? Is it in one place? You know, even just something as simple. And again, I think this is something new in the last, you know, 10, 20 years of passwords alone. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know your passwords to get into anything?
It's such a good point.
I did just in the last couple of months change some stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, every single bill I pay has a separate password. They all have a separate login because everything's digital now. You can't even talk to somebody to do half the stuff anymore. Like, it's not even an option. Yeah. You call and they tell you, oh, sorry, you have to do it online. Mm-hmm. Like, literally.
Yeah, there's a lot more
and
of that.
So it's like, holy smokes. Okay. Is that written down? What is your login? What are your passwords? Like, there's just so many different things. So, yeah. So I just wanted to dive in a little bit to that today to think about, okay, where are you at? Are you organized? Do you have stuff all in one spot so that if something did happen to you, would someone be able to access it, right?
Yeah.
Would they know where to go? I'm not saying you have to share all your personal information now. Yeah. I know everybody's really private, and that's not what we're saying, but I just, too, had this conversation with my dad, and it's funny because I teach this, and we talk about this all the time. Literally, in the last month or two, I was over and just random. We always have a whole list of things we kind of go through, right? You know, and he's like, hey, have I ever showed you where the passcode to the safe is? And I'm like, no, you haven't. Mm-hmm. Have I told you how many safes there are? No, no, you haven't, right?
Well, wait a minute.
Or like what's even in them, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I think I knew there was a gun safe and I think I knew there was something in his lockbox in his closet kind of thing, but like, no. So, you know, just even that, like, yeah, I would have had no clue and there would have been no way I would have been able to come up with, you know, the password for that. Those safes in the closet, I would have been like taking it to somebody to crack that baby open.
Because,
you know, and the thing is, if it's an emergency or someone's, you know, in a place where they need, you know, any of those papers, or would you be able to get to it with someone, you know? No, you don't want to have to take it to someone to, you know, break into that kind of thing.
Yeah, especially not knowing what's in there.
You know,
Talk about awkward.
So I think organization is the key. So, you know, first and foremost would be thinking about what do you have, and what is a good place to put it, or even start yourself a list. Mm-hmm. So, one of the things we have is a checklist. It's called, I love it. I love the title, Deathbed Secrets You Should Not Keep.
That's so good. Such a great title. And it makes you smile a little bit, makes you kind of chuckle
a
little bit.
Right?
Which is important to this. Before we get into the guide, Jackie, there's a couple things I just wanted to touch on with you because you are so informed on this topic. And when we've talked about it before, there's a couple of things that have come up. It can be uncomfortable to bring up. It could be a bit of a tough one that can get into and stuff. And I think the guide could be helpful with that as far as an icebreaker goes. And we've touched on how you deserve to have less stress in your life. There's tons of stress. There's enough stress in life. This is one of those things that you can work on and maybe take away from there. But there was something else I was thinking about. And of course, it was my mother that helped me realize this. You know, I got to shout that out. But this is an opportunity to maybe even get to know your relatives better and more. And I hadn't thought of that part of it. You know, I think of my mom and dad. I talk to them almost every day. I know these people inside and out, I thought. And then the topic like this comes up. And all of a sudden, I discover that my mother has this lockbox that she means the world to her and everything. I had no idea she even had this thing. And this is like one of my best friends. I know my parents very well. they got things about even my dad, who like lives his life on his sleeve. There were things I'm like, Dad, I didn't know this about you and everything. So it's kind of, I hate the word to use the word fun, but a topic that does not seem like it would be can be so enlightening and like engaging and fun and the idea of knowing, get to know your relatives better and these people that you love so much.
Absolutely. I love that. And I, you know, it's one thing I think as we age, you're right, you get to know your parents in a different level, but then it's also as your kids age, they're now adults and you could do the same thing, you know, with your adult children. And it shocks you and it's amazing and it is kind of fun. It's funny that you say that because, you know, in the next couple of weeks, if folks do celebrate, Easter is coming. And I'm always a huge fan of as you get together for family gatherings to pose some of these questions, right? And it doesn't even have to be about sharing where, you know, secrets. It's more so like even, you know, do you have this? Where is it? You know, do you have a safety deposit box? Is anybody else's name listed on it, right?
Yeah.
Or where is this stuff? Do you have a list? Like, hey, you know what? Do you have life insurance?
Yeah.
Did you prepay your funeral? Like, I don't know. I have no idea, right? And so it's great as a person if you do all those things and you, like, plan ahead and that's fantastic. If you don't tell anybody, it's all in waste.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the other important piece that out of what you said made me think of, too, is I like to think of it, and we always say it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift you can give your loved ones. So that if anything does happen to you, and I'm not even saying death, like let's say you're in an accident again and somebody had to access, you know, your important stuff, it's a gift because they're going to be stressed and worried about you and emotions are going to be high and they're not thinking very clearly anyways. So if you can literally say, hey, if you ever need anything, you know, whatever, there's a list, there's a typed up list and it's in the bottom of my sock drawer. You know, you have that peace of mind that your family's not going to be digging through all of the stuff trying to find it. It's all in one spot, right? So I think that's the other piece is it is a gift that we can give. So the more organized, the more planned is great. So that's one piece of it. But sharing it is the other piece. And I like how you said that. Yeah, it is fun because you get to know, you know, people in a different way. And this isn't stuff we talk about. It's just not.
Yeah.
And it's not that it has to be morbid because it's not. And it is kind of fun to get to know folks, again, your folks or your kids or even, you know, friends and family on a different level.
Yeah.
Because you can ask something, you know, just silly like, you know, have you thought about, you know, we did this on Monday night. I'm teaching a class in Portage County, Tuesday night. And we brought up, you know, funerals. And I had people stay for the last 20 minutes, an extra 20 minutes talking about like spouses, how they disagree on whether to be cremated or buried and what they should do. And should you wait then to be together? And I don't care. I'm going to be dead. And then, you know, and then the wife's going, I do. I know I'm going to be dead. And there's no rational thought behind it, but I cannot be cremated. Like, I just can't go. I know I won't feel it, but I just can't do it. You know, I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. People are very strong feeling about things, but if you don't ask, you have no idea. And so you might just, you know, as a child, if that couple, if you were one of their children, you might just say, well, it's cheaper to go this route. We're just going to do this route. But if you knew that your mom felt so passionately about this, would you make the same decision? Maybe you would, but maybe you wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, if she shared her feelings and her emotions and her stories or, you know, that kind of stuff behind it, it might change your thoughts.
You know, this is probably going to change like everything does generation to generation. But as far as for right now, the generations that we're kind of talking about and referring to, they're different. They're different generations. And they probably weren't, at least the majority of individuals I know from these generations, are not huge sharers.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of on the information out there that you probably don't know, and it's they may share with you if you just ask. But if you don't ask, it's just that key thing of asking that gets the ball rolling and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of this whole idea of being organized and having it listed where it is, because you don't want somebody hunting and pecking. And you're right that, you know, if I ask somebody, and I don't mean to stereotype, but I'm just going to give some stats. But, you know, over the age of 75, you know, majority of them are going to say, it's no one else's business. Yeah, like, it literally is no one else's business. Mm-hmm. And because you're right, that's the generation. You didn't share your private information, even if it was your children. Like, you just didn't. It's not that you don't trust them. It's not that you don't love them. It's just not something we talked about, right? Yeah, yeah. And so it's interesting. My sister and I are 11 years apart, which you don't think is a huge amount. Mm. But it's just, she always says, I can't believe you say, like, price of things or cost of things. Like, that's just not, you don't do that. And I'm oh my gosh, how funny. Like, there's not that much time frame between things. Yeah. But it is generational difference of even that short amount it's a very distinct difference. But yeah, so that's why I always say to folks, you don't have to tell anybody your secrets. But if you have, lists, like, okay, what are my banks? Like, banks, credit unions, other things. Do I have stocks? Who is my financial advisor? Like, where is stuff located? Mm-hmm. I'll take that one step further. One of the things that I do recommend for folks is, do you have someone else's name on that? Mm-hmm. So that if you have a safety deposit box, can someone else get access to it so it doesn't get locked if you do pass away, things like that. Or have to go through probate, having someone else's name on things, or transfer on death is a great one, that kind of thing. But yeah, what are your account numbers? What are your bills? Some of you, if you're on social media, might have seen there's a great video of two sisters, and it was about 9 months after their mother's death, and they kind of open it up, and they're kind of giggling, and they say, okay, Mom, these are the things we need to apologize for, and so they just kind of let it out, and the first one was, your bills. I didn't know that I had to keep paying, your taxes. We did not file your taxes for last year. Totally forgot. We did not file your taxes. And they just kind of went through this thing of, like apologizing, whatever. And it was like, oh, but so true, right? Mm. Like, so true.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even think about that. It's really important to kind of have it all written down. Things like investments. I've heard folks say that, they've been going through, a parent or a grandparent's house for like 2 years, mm-hmm. Still finding stocks from the person's first job in 1945, that they didn't even know existed, So do you have investments? Do you have stocks? Again, insurance policies, just a list of where things are and who to contact with it.
I think with this topic, a lot of us immediately go to memories or references we have in our brains. I think of my going to Illinois and my mom's Aunt Florence's house and having to go through her things and the difficulty of that. And it's physical stuff we think of. But another key thing that I think that you touch on with this too is that, especially nowadays, that's an important part of this conversation, certainly. But it's also the digital world and how much of our stuff that we have saved on there and important things and documents and all that is so much on there. So I really appreciate you bringing that into the conversation as well. Is that something even in my 40s, I have not even thought of? And I imagine that's going to be an important one too going forward.
Yeah. What are your usernames? What are your passwords? I just ran into this in the last couple of weeks with someone with the facial identification. Mm. Their phone was set up that way, and they couldn't bypass it. There was absolutely no way to bypass that facial recognition. Yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have that. Like, it's super easy to me. Like, to me, it's a lazy thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I love it. I don't have to put in any password. Sure, I literally just go like this, and it's like, great. Oh, yeah, it was like almost impossible. Yeah. No one could help them like bypass it, And so I was like, okay, yeah, like, what are things in place that that someone can access your things to make sure that it is? I think the other one that comes up a lot that folks forget is, what do you do in your community? Mm-hmm. Like, do you volunteer? Are there groups that you're a part of? Are you the secretary at church and you send out the newsletter? Like, I love this phrase, but it's like, are you the keeper of the knowledge? Like, and if something happens to you because you've been, you're the vice president of Kiwanis and you've been that for 30 years and you run 4 different fundraisers, mm-hmm. if something happens to you, does anybody even know that in your basement you have the last 40 years worth of receipts? Right. Does anybody even know that it exists? Mm-hmm. Probably not, right? Yeah. That they should even be sending someone to your house to get that? Mm-hmm. And would your kids know who to contact to transfer that stuff? Right?
Yeah.
So I think, where do you volunteer? What, who would be another contact person? Mm-hmm. Do you have important papers for another organization or somewhere that you volunteer? Like that kind of good stuff. Like it's great. And again, it's not just for someone who's, you know, in their end of life. This is for everybody. Yeah. Like we should keep a running list mm-hmm. of this information. Because guess what? Life happens, you guys, right?
Right.
Like, you could step out tomorrow and be hit by a bus. And I know that sounds morbid, but literally that's realistic.
Yeah.
Like
and we're all adults. I think the audience understands. And I think it's key to bring up, though. I think it's a good thing to touch on. It's also noteworthy, not only all of the things you have mentioned here, Jackie, so important, but one of the things that I think we don't get the chance, especially Midwesterners, we don't do this much. You lived a good life. This is your life. This is your story. It deserves to be preserved. It deserves to be carried on. And by doing these things, you're able to do that.
I love that. I love that so much. That's like a whole nother section, as we call. It's one of the things. So in one of the series that I teach, we talk about grief, but then we also talk about things to process that you can process. And so we call like legacy projects. Mm-hmm. And that's something that folks can do while you're living.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic because you do get to go back through your entire life and you get to highlight different things mm-hmm. and share them. And it can be something very personal that you just do in a journal. Mm-hmm. There are some books out there that you can give. I know a lot of folks will do this as like a Christmas gift or a Mother's Day or a Father's Day gift mm-hmm. for, you know, people in their life. And then you can just make your way through it on your own and it'll ask you prompting questions like, you mm-hmm. know, what was your favorite dessert or holiday memory as a child? I don't know if I've shared this with you, but I did this with my grandmother. So I was blessed. I'm the second youngest of 37 grandchildren.
Wow.
I'm at the bottom, right? Mm. And so, but I had the pleasure of when I was in college, I went to college on the East Coast and my grandparents, I lived with them or they lived with us. And so I got to know them, you know, in their 80s, like 80s and 90s. Right. Mm. So very different than, you know, my siblings or even my cousins who knew them as a child and had great childhood memories. I had these great, like, you know, older adults. It's just funny because I always say like they're you know, give a hoot broke, right? So
yeah,
they can say whatever.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
I knew different people than, than other people. It's not called a blessing. But we did a lot of this with my grandma, like, you know, asking prompting questions. So one of the questions I had asked is, you know, what was your favorite holiday memory as a child? Mm-hmm. And she kind of gets a grin on her face and she says, ice cream on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And here's me like, oh, okay, you know, like, I I'm not really floored by that, you know? And she's like, think about it. You know, do you get it? And I'm like, no. You know, she's like, when's my birthday? And I'm like, July 3rd. She's like, okay, what's the temperature like? You know, and I'm like, hot. Like, it's hot in the summer. And she's like, okay. And when was I born? And I'm like, okay, you know, 1916, you know? Mm-hmm. So she's like, Jackie, you know, we're in the 20s. Did we have refrigeration? And I'm like, no,
wow.
No, you know, she's like, okay, so where did we get ice, you know, to make ice cream on July 3rd? And I'm like, oh, you know, and I knew this because my Polish family, one of the things that I always talked about is that people worked in the ice houses, you know, in Chicago and they'd go back and forth. So I'm like, you know, ice house. And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like, I don't get it. And she's like, think about it. We're farmers. And I still didn't get it. I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, the manure pile. And I'm like, the manure pile?
Whoa.
And she's like, the manure pile never unthaws.
Yeah.
So it's insulation. So if you dug to the center of the manure pile, it was ice. It was frozen.
Yeah.
And so in the summer, they would chip it out.
Wow.
And in the ice cream, you know, maker, that never touches because, you know, there was a...
Right, yeah.
So it was sanitary. But she just grins, you know, and she's like, so I had ice cream on my birthday, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I've told that story 100 times to all of my relatives and no one else had ever heard that story.
Wow.
What a fantastic story, right? Mm-hmm. Like amazing. So I do think as we're having, you might start off, you know, with something, you know, pretty heavy or serious, but you can get into some really amazing things as well. I always say that, so the other part of this topic, you know, of getting organized, and that's my challenge to folks, you know, during the month of April is, you know, pick a thing, you know, get organized. So whether it is going through old receipts, you know, do you need your taxes for the last 70 years? You don't. Yeah. You don't, yeah. Right? Or do you need your receipts, you know, or your checkbook registers? Like United Way, you probably already had them on. One of the things they do during April is they do Shred Day, so that'll be coming up. You know, go through stuff. Take stuff, you know, to have it shredded. You know, you can go through the stuff left over in your house. So this is the things that are not in your will. These are things that are not, but what are you doing with all the stuff left over in your house? And one of the things I hear from folks almost on a weekly basis now is like, well, my grandkids, my great grandkids, you know, no one wants my junk anymore. You know, it's junk to them. It's not even valuable. And I'm like, but here's the deal. If you tell the story that came with it or why that's important to you, someone's significantly more likely to actually want it and to give it a place of, because it then resonates, right? Yeah. So yes, so think about the stuff and think about how would you want, and if there is a item you could gift to a person, but be sure to tell the story. Tell the why it was important to you, because it literally might be a broken piece of pottery, but if it was something that was gifted to you by your great grandmother and it, you know, it was from the early 1900s and, you know, you got it and it was the only gift you ever got from that person, I'll be darned. That thing is going to, broken piece of pottery is more likely to live for the next three generations if that story goes with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the other part. So, you know, even think about organizing, you can get rid of things, but you can also take advantage of, you know, that legacy piece and talk about why things are important.
The stuff might not be special, but you are. You know, and that's what matters here. That's the important. And the story is so important.
It's so
fun.
Yeah.
That's God, I'd love talking to you, Jackie. Thank you so much. We covered a lot today. There's a lot on this topic. And I think you touched on something really important there, just picking one thing. You guys have a great checklist we want to remind people about with this, because there's a lot to cover. So it kind of helps to have that checklist there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a series that we teach called Planning Ahead. And one of the cool things about that is you don't have to come to the class. The materials are available for anybody for free. So if anybody is interested, feel free to contact our office. Our number is 715-421-8437. And just say that you want either just the checklist, which is called Deathbed Secrets You Shouldn't Keep, or we can get you the link to actually get to the whole book. So the whole book is just a whole series of checklists, and it's ways for folks to start. We know that all of this is overwhelming, and so we literally made checklists for everything so that you can go wherever you're at, right? Start at your own pace, work at your own pace, and know that that's okay.
Jackie, we always learn and have a good time talking with you. Thank you so much for everything you do in the community and do joining us on the air here. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up tomorrow right here on AM 1320, 97.5 FM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.